going on that path of happiness. You think you are because you're thinking about just now, temporary happiness. I just want to be happy now and not long term. Because sometimes you don't feel happy about making decisions sometime that you have to make, but then later you will be happy.
Yeah.
Like for whatever reason, and that's when we got to think about that reason why it's not making you happy. Because anything, any decision that you're making, as long as it's not hurting others, but to better yourself, we should be happy.
Give me an example if you could, because it looked like you had something in your head when you was describing it.
The neighbors in the back have a dog. Like, I help manage the property and just making sure that no damage and you take care of the property, you know, outside and inside. So as I'm maintaining, I'm seeing like dog shit.
Okay.
And it's in like different spots. So we had a meeting when everyone, you know, first moved in. We're kind of close. So the rule is to pick up your shit, to pick up after yourself, whatever it is. If it's your trash, dog shit, you got to pick it up. You're not the only one that's sharing the back. Sometimes it'd be obvious, and I'd be thinking to myself, either she don't care or she wants to pick a fight or argument with me because she already know and it's been told to her, and she just continued to just leave the dog shit. For me, I should feel good and wanting to handle the situation because it's going to better our health and we're going to feel free to go in the backyard. Sometimes you can't even step certain places. It's gotten that bad. So I'm like reluctant to talk to her because I know whatever I say, and others have been around, she's like, I don't know how much nicer or respectful you could have said what you said. She'll get loud, really loud, to get attention. So it's like I feel reluctant making that decision to talk to her because of that. But I should want to stand up for myself because sometimes she's disrespectful too. And why am I like intimidated by her? I don't know.
What would be her consequence for leaving the dog shit?
You have to pay a fee extra on your rent for maintenance because somebody's going to need to pick that shit up. It can't just stay.
What did you do?
So I felt like I'm tired of talking to her about this. I don't have a control over it.
So what you did?
If she don't meet the rules, that there's consequences.
Put some ammonia on it. What you did?
So, I looked up.
Put some rat poison on
it. No, it wasn't.
I'm just
playing.
Go ahead.
So then I looked up, you know, how to, you know, keep dogs or any animal from shitting. I actually looked it up on Google. It said baking soda, coffee grains, and apple cider vinegar. But I took it into like my own hands to try to just stop that. And now the dog don't shit back there.
He don't?
No. And it's funny because when she can't, I don't even know if she goes back there. I don't even know if she goes back there or not. I heard her talking to the neighbor that was talking about their dog. She was like, it's funny. My dog will play up there in the front. I could be up there, you know, run around in the front, but won't run around in the back. And I'm in the house and I can hear them talking. I'm like, yes, it worked. Hey, it worked.
So whenever that was pretty clever. I'm just curious. Did they say what's the worst that could happen if the dog lick it or eat it?
Yeah. Oh, the worst thing is that the dog could like lick it. It's a natural product. It won't harm the dog.
It wouldn't harm him.
Yeah. But that's, they wouldn't.
The reason I'm saying that, most people wouldn't think of that, but that's probably the best action to take. Because if you think about that situation, you, for some reason, like how you said, intimidated. Somebody with a killer instinct, they're not going to be intimidated. We're going to handle this right now. You get loud, I could get louder. Mm-hmm. You're naturally not like that. So you non-confrontational. They're both saying, we need to handle this. Your soulful thought is saying, let's back away, be quiet, and not say nothing to her. Because you don't want to disturb the peace.
Yeah. Right? It's a time. I see that she's upset. In my mind, I don't give her actions my energy and my power. I walk away and then I address it later. So she's calm now.
That didn't work. My point is, you talking to her, the dog was still shitting in the back. So your goal was to have the dog stop shitting in the back. You talking to her, you didn't reach your goal. That's my point. So now it's still pain. That dog shit is causing you pain. When I say pain, I mean, it's not a pleasurable feeling to walk in dog shit.
Right.
And have your children walk in dog shit. Bring it in the house.
Yeah.
Again, your goal is to alleviate it.
Mm-hmm.
You talking to her, that's not doing it. So now your mindful thought kick in. How can I do this in a way that it won't affect my happiness?
Or hers too. Because I can't just think about you
empathetic.
Myself.
You empathetic.
Right. And the dog. I thought about the dog.
Yes, that's good. And that's why I said those actions that you took, that's really like clever.
I needed to solve the problem.
Yeah, it's really clever because now your goal is accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
If you tried that, you tried this, you know, if that wouldn't have worked, maybe take some pictures, send it to, you know, everybody
I sent pictures in the group.
Everybody have their own way, but the way mm-hmm. to do it is to bring the most happiness, alleviate the pain that your actions is going to cause. That's why I asked about if the dog could have died. Right. You doing that, and then the dog died, and now she's suing you.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it's causing more pain.
Right.
But that was genius because you looked to see if the dog would mm-hmm. be affected by all the little mixture that you put there.
I wanted to tell her because then she's like, yeah, I noticed, you know, now because we were having a meeting, you know, there's no dog. Shit, you know, we've been picking up after ourselves. And I'm like, dog? She don't know because it's a daughter's dog. Your dog ain't even been back there. He wouldn't even go play. So that's what the daughter said. She's like, Mom, he don't even want to go back there and play. He's staying in the front and play. And I was happy.
That's what it's about.
The drive,
happiness,
like,
right?
You know?
You got happiness from that situation.
Yeah.
Every situation is the same way. It's like a basketball. The goal is to win the game. Mm-hmm. Every play counts. Do the best on every play. That's that John Wood mentality. You do the best on every play, you're going to win at the end of the game. And again, that was the lesson. That was supposed to happen. You not only learn how to deal with people that's loud and boisterous, a tactic to deal with them. Not saying that tactic would always work, but that's one tactic. And you also learn how to deal with a dog who shit in the yard. That's just two examples. But each situation you learn. So anytime a dog shit in your yard from now on, you know what to do. You know what actions to take. You dealing with a boisterous person, you know what actions to take.
Yeah, yeah. That problem solving.
That goes towards your happiness in life. And that's the goal. The goal is your happiness in every situation in the most empathetic way.
If that means you're going to have to be peaceful to be happy, then
that's what I'm saying. Or you might have to invoke your own justice and think like the courts do, the best suitable punishment.
I didn't have that much control to punish them. Like, they're not my child.
You can punish her. You could have put bleach instead of the natural products you
but
did.
But then
nobody want to know it was
you. But then bleach is not good. Bleach harms.
It would have killed the dog, but that's
the
what I'm saying.
And the plants and all that. Well, that was my goal. I didn't want to harm the dog.
No, your goal was not to walk on the shit no more. Not have shit in the backyard because that was causing you and your children emotional pain.
Yes. Okay. So then my action, I should say.
The soulful thought would be whatever yours is. Maybe it's non-confrontational. Maybe it's to go up to, you need to get this goddamn dog, need to stop shitting on my yard. Some people, again, could have put bleach in that motherfucker and be like, damn, I wonder why the dog is sick. It's different ways to handle it. But you think about the mindful side, the action that's going to take the least amount of consequences, the most empathetic way, but it's still your goal of happiness is in mind.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. You can have more than one goal. Yes, you want to be happy, but then also have a goal. In order for me to be happy, then I also need to have that goal. My goal of the dog not getting sick. Also, I didn't want to damage the plants that was there. I didn't want it to be an issue.
Right, you considering.
And still be happy.
Right, you considering, but the ultimate goal is what?
It's happiness.
To alleviate the goddamn dog shit, which is happiness.
Which is my happiness.
Right.
Okay. I just think it's, you can achieve the same goal just with a different approach in certain situations.
Yes, you're right.
Okay.
It's different ways.
So in this situation, because my goal, she's in my world, I'm going to have to deal with her. Even if I don't want to, I'm going to have to. So my goal was that it was going to be not only my happiness, and the goal to get rid of the shit because that'll make me happy. And then also to where it's peaceful. It's not like an issue.
Right, because you in your world that you created for yourself, that you decide, I wanted to be a peaceful person.
Yes.
Not everybody is like that. And that, again, that
I mean, I know that.
But no, I'm saying not if somebody, you decided that in your world, some people might decide, I'm a person that's going to stand up. I'm going to speak my mind. Either way, it has to be balanced, because that person who always speak their mind, you might speak it to the wrong person and then have consequences. Yeah. That person who is peaceful all the time, that person did it to you. Now the next person going to do it to you. Now the next person going to do it to you, because you a peaceful motherfucker and just let shit happen.
No.
Yeah, if you too low. Being, not you. Oh, I'm saying if you too low or too high. That's the example.
Yeah. Of
you have to balance that virtue out. And again, for your ultimate goal, with consideration to the dog, to the plant, to the other people. But at the end of the day, some people, I'm not saying it's some people, if that's too much pain, that dog shit, you know, whatever it is that's causing that pain, you're doing whatever you need to do to alleviate that pain. If it means killing the dog, killing the plants, or hurting her feelings.
Talk shit. There's an outweigh a dog's
that's
life.
You see what I mean? That's yeah. you. And I'm yeah. not saying it's right, of course. If I would have the ability to think of what you thought of, I would have took that action that you took and put the natural stuff down. I wouldn't even thought about that. You feel what I mean?
Right. I mean, we're talking about the soulful and then the mindful. So the soulful may just be like, you know, fuck that. I don't care. I don't give a fuck about the dog. I don't give a fuck about my neighbor. I'm going to just do what I want
to
do.
Right. You don't give a fuck about me because you keep letting the dog shit in my yard. And I talked to you about it before. So now I'm going to handle this shit. Some would say you morally justified. You told them. I'm not saying no right or wrong, but mm-hmm. it's this person's happiness. You make this decision, then you're going to face the consequences. If you kill a dog, it might have consequences. Just,
and are you going to be happy? You were happy right. at that moment.
Right.
But are you going to be happy with those consequences long term?
Right. So the little dog ghost come into your room at night. You killed me.
Now
she like, you killed my dog, yeah. and now I'm gonna hurt the thing that right. you love the most. Now she yeah. gonna try so to do some shit to your children.
Studio. Right, right. So we'll wrap it up. We're getting a wrap up sign. To those listening, if you have a neighbor who dog shit in your yard, now, if a situation like this ever arrive in your life, you know what actions to take to minimize your pain, increase your happiness in your life, in your world.